T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome, Marks and Reese. Johnny Marks and Ike Reese. John Ritchie booby-trapped this studio for me. What's up, Ike?
Smooth start to the show.
Yeah, no, really. Well, I mean, this is what happens. We have to kind of rush in and rush out. But the headphones were tangled around the wheels of the chair here. What's up, Ike?
College your boy, Johnny off. Marks.
Yeah, it's a disaster. It feels very normal for 2020, Ike. You know, we say, oh, well, you know, the Phillies will be back and they're playing. Oh, well, actually, they're going to restart on Saturday. Oh, well, actually, maybe it'll be Monday. Who knows when the Phillies are going to be back? As just coming down in the last hour or so, a Phillies clubhouse staffer and a coach has tested positive for COVID-19. So this may be related to the Marlins. I mean, I guess.
Yeah,
maybe.
I would safe to say, yeah.
Okay. I mean, maybe not. Who knows? But this is listen. No Phillies tested positive. No players have tested positive so far. That's a good thing. I guess it could still happen. One of the reasons why they weren't going to start back up until Saturday is the incubation period for COVID-19 could very easily have somebody testing positive on Friday, I guess, or even Saturday. But, you know, they're playing it safe, Ike. And, you know, baseball has royally screwed this up. They've really screwed this up. We know the Marlins are losers, right? But Major League Baseball, what were they doing for the last however many months? Oh, that's right. I know what they were doing. They were having a fake negotiation with the players about the length of a season, even though they knew that it was only going to be 60 games because that's really all that they were willing to pay out, and that's what they could do. The commissioner could set that. They had a fake negotiation. Everybody now knows that it was a fake negotiation, and they didn't figure out what they were going to do when players inevitably tested positive. They screwed this up. They had no plan. They allowed a team to play with multiple positive tests. They said, sure, go out on the field, play. They decided they want to play, and now the Phillies are going to miss a week full of games.
Yeah.
Without one positive test.
Yeah, I mean, at least up to this point, no player has tested positive for the Phillies. I got mixed emotions on this whole thing. And you get caught between being a fan and wanting to do what's right from a humane standpoint. And obviously, you got to take COVID-19 very seriously. Haven't backtracked on that whatsoever. So I understand Major League Baseball really being extra cautious now, right? Like, they're being extra cautious now. I don't know if Toronto doesn't want to come down here. As a matter of fact, I would be more inclined to believe that's probably what it is that Toronto doesn't want to come down here. And the only reason why I say that is because why on a Thursday would you go ahead and decide to cancel this weekend series and no player has tested positive for the Phillies?
But a coach did.
Yeah, okay, then send him home. Like, hold on. My point is the idea to cancel every series when one person on a team tests positive, that could have never been the protocol because you would never get through a series.
Right.
Like, how could you expect for no one to test positive when they aren't in a bubble? Right? So, the protocol couldn't be, well, let's cancel the upcoming series if one person tests positive.
Yeah, because you're not going to play a lot of baseball.
You're not going to play baseball.
No, I mean, like, you make a good point, right? And you're absolutely right. Baseball's being overly cautious. So they said, like, okay, now there's two personnel from the Phillies. If this was independent and nothing happened with the Marlins, I don't think it would be as big of a deal.
Well, you would just send the other two guys, you would just send them home, right?
Exactly. But because now we're associated with the Marlins and what happened here this week and last weekend, now they just like they're totally freaked out, and they're just saying, you know what, let's just not have the games. I'm sure the Blue Jays weren't looking to come down here and play.
Yeah, but they should be forced to. Maybe I shouldn't have said that. They should be forced to. But here's my thinking though on this. Here's my thinking on this. What's the purpose of having a 60-man roster?
Yeah, I thought it was for when guys get positive tests. Doesn't it seem like that baseball...
Right, when the guys get a positive test, he steps out and you call down somebody from your,
Why else have 60 people?
Yeah.
Right, I mean, it was supposed to be for that. But, I mean, to your point, doesn't it seem like that baseball thought that it was going to go a certain way, and now they realize in real time, in reality, that it doesn't work like that?
And
the problem was the first cases was over half a team. Mm-hmm. It wasn't a guy or two to where you could get them out of there and then test. But the problem is, like, they say if you have close contact with somebody that has tested positive for COVID-19, that you should isolate and you should quarantine. Well, you can't quarantine an entire team for 2 weeks.
Right.
Almost everybody's going to have close contact with a teammate.
Which, again, that's why they have the 60-man roster. You're not supposed to miss a beat. Somebody tests positive, you're supposed to call up the other players. Isn't it this?
The Marlins have 30 players that can play right now.
Exactly.
So bring them down.
Yes. Not going to understand if you don't want to play in the ballpark right now. But the last game was Sunday. So the Phillies and their staff would have had an opportunity to clean the locker room, sterilize everything, get everything together for the upcoming series on the weekend.
Yep.
Again, no Phillies players to this point has tested positive. Now, had positive tests come out today of players, and there was 5, 6, 7 guys, okay, I could see baseball reacting this way. Even though, again, you got a 60-man roster. You're supposed to be prepared in case guys test positive. This leads me back to my other thing, my other point from the beginning. See, it just goes to show you that baseball, from an owner standpoint, I don't think they ever really intended to play baseball this year.
Huh.
I just don't. I mean, if they really wanted to get this thing going, they would have put more thought and preparation into trying to get this thing together. Not last minute, not haggle all the way up into the deadline. It's like they're throwing this thing together, and the safety measures seem to be sort of loosely based. The idea that the Marlins, through a text chain Sunday, voted that they were going to play, and there wasn't a protocol in place that says you're supposed to call Major League Baseball, and Major League Baseball should be telling you what to do.
Yes.
Like, the fact that the Marlins decided this on their own, this is the chain reaction of that. Can you imagine this in the NFL? Like, can you imagine this going on in the NFL? Look at what the NBA has done with the bubble, right? Like, these are teams, these are leagues that intended to play from the beginning. They made sure they did all these things. The NBA is spending $150, $200 million on a bubble.
For the bubble, yeah.
Like, these guys, these owners, they intended to play. It makes me question whether or not baseball truly wanted to get this season underway. And there were reports out there that there were more than a handful of owners that were perfectly fine with if this season was canceled. Because mm-hmm. it would cost them more due to the salaries they have to pay out and staff you have to pay to put on a season than it would to not have a season.
Yeah, no question. There was a section of owners that were perfectly fine with this season not happening, right?
Yeah, was it the Marlins owner? I mean, my goodness.
Yes, because they would have probably lost more money than right? anybody. Well, although their payroll wasn't that high.
They don't have any payroll, but, right?
So, Jack, do you think
Bryce probably makes more than the whole team, doesn't he?
$75 million for the Marlins okay. total roster in 2020. But, or at least what it would have been going in, not right. the prorated $60 million. Mm-hmm. But, I think that baseball's just that dumb. Right. I think that baseball's being baseball. This is what they do. They just constantly screw things up. And then you have guys like that, like diehards Jack that are.
Oh, he's heartbroken.
I know he's heartbroken. He's sobbing. He's crying. Listen, this sucks, man. This sucks. You know, we it sucked on Monday when they didn't play. It sucked Tuesday, Wednesday. Now today we're at right. least
we're already told no weekend series.
Now we don't have something this weekend, so we're gonna bring our butts in here on Monday with no Phillies game to talk about. And you know what, Ike? Who the hell knows if they're gonna play on Monday?
You're right. Yeah.
They have seven games to make up in a 66 game day season. How are they going to do that? They're going to play triple headers, three innings each? I mean, Jesus Christ. Baseball can't get out of their own way.
Like Jack, he's like, no, don't throw that idea out there.
Well, they might do it, right? But like, oh, we're going to have seven inning double headers. They can't even do that. So now what are they going to do? And now what do the Blue Jays do? Right? The Blue Jays, now other teams that have nothing to do with this, now they're missing series. Because of the Marlins.
Yeah.
Because Major League Baseball was too stupid to know what to do if something like this happened. Did they not think that this was going to happen at some point?
Oh, by the way, the fact Toronto doesn't have a damn home stadium to play in where the Phillies could possibly just go there and play. I mean, if they're afraid to be in a lot, and I can understand people not wanting to be in a clubhouse that the Marlins was just in, right?
Sure.
And even with the Phillies having two people test positive today, I can understand Toronto saying, you know what? I don't really want to go down there and play. But the reason the games are probably postponed is because, A, they don't want to play here, and, B, Toronto doesn't have anywhere to play.
They have nowhere to go to.
Yeah.
215-592-9494.
What type of luck with these series that we just – to start the season off, man?
Hashtag 2020. Isn't this great? Yesterday, Lane Johnson goes down, positive test.
Yeah.
Phillies go down.
If you thought losing to the Marlins was bad, try having your season shut down by the Marlins.
Yeah, like seriously, they should just toss the Marlins out of the league. They should. They should be gone. They should toss them. The Phillies should get wins from that series.
Everybody should.
2-1. Yeah. You should,
everybody that's on the schedule. Whoever plays the Marlins, those
win.
Are W's. Yes.
You get a win. 215-592-9494. Your reaction to the Phillies being postponed this weekend. Does Major League Baseball know what it's doing? Join us coming up next. Have a lot going on. Ruben Amaro Jr. makes his first weekly appearance. He's going to join us on Thursdays at 4 o'clock.
Rube!
Now, if they don't start playing baseball games, there's only so many call-ins we can actually have with Ruben that would make it interesting. So we hope baseball is going to be starting up soon. But we'll talk to Ruben about what's going on in baseball right now. A baseball lifer, I'm sure Ruben Amaro Jr. has an opinion on what transpired with the Marlins in Major League Baseball. Marks and Reese, open up the phone lines coming up next. 215-592-9494. Your reaction, Phillies games postponed this weekend. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP. Marks and Reese, we are back. You know, on one computer keyboard in here, the caps lock was down. Like, so I'm like trying to type in passwords and stuff to log in, and I'm like, oh, the caps lock's on. Then the other one, the numbers lock's not on. So John Ritchie booby trapped the place for me today.
Oh man, you have all type of issues.
He blamed it on Rhea. So this is all trending in the wrong direction. We're all starting to blame each other. Like, he couldn't get his mic on to start his show, so like the first 3 minutes was just the camera and Seltzer. So
John Ritchie couldn't get his mic on?
No.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So things are going well.
Awesome. Is the board working in here yet? Have the
No.
Did you request it?
I requested. I'm worried about getting the talk back first, and then we'll work on the
well, screen. I mean, listen, there's multiple things wrong here. But anyway, 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, it just seems to be the way 2020 is going, Ike.
For sure.
Including the baseball season.
Yep.
As now the Phillies will not play again until at least Monday. And I'm not even going to say Monday because I have no idea what's going to happen between now and then. Now, additionally, one Marlins player tested positive again today. So that is 17 of their active 30-man roster have tested positive. So when are they going to be allowed to play again? Like you said, they have the 30 people at the satellite office or whatever.
Yeah. I guess they'll be allowed to play again when they go enough days without anyone testing positive.
It would make sense, right?
Yeah.
And that's what it feels like would happen with the Phillies. If everybody tested negative, even though it wasn't a player, mm-hmm. even if it's the clubhouse attendant, the fact that it was a coach, it's like, all right. Like,
no, I still don't agree with that. I just don't. I just don't. There's no way they could believe they could play baseball in this climate. That's why they have the 60-man roster, to think no one's going to test positive. Like, that, it doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, you're right.
It doesn't make any sense to me. So even with the coach and the staff are testing positive, they don't necessarily have to be there.
No, they
you
don't.
You send them home. But I understand the players still continue to need to be tested. But
right.
All I'm saying is that to this point, no player has tested positive. So to already go ahead and cancel this weekend's game, man, why didn't you wait till Sunday, Saturday morning?
Premature, you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way I look at it.
If players continue to test positive, then you should be able to play.
Yeah, or negative.
Or negative.
Test negative, yes.
All right, Ben in Northeast Philly. Ben, go ahead. How are you?
I'm doing great. How's it going, fellas?
All right.
What's up, Ben?
I hear you guys all sorts of problems. I think there's a really good station available, Fifth and Market. You might want to look up about moving back there or something.
That was Fourth and Market.
Fourth and Market. Whatever. So fuck off. Fourth, Fifth. No, it's so good math. Anyway, the whole thing, don't get me started. I predict this even before the whole thing started, and it was really even more so when I was watching the games. It's like, okay, they have everyone sitting in the clubhouse together, and only Reese Hoskins and Didi Gregoria were only ones wearing masks. It's like taking all those precautions and all. It's like I just don't understand. Once they do all this to get baseball together, why don't they just, when they're there, separate the guys? I mean, there's tons of seats. They can sit like in the stands. Nobody's there, and it's like, you know, because you do all this, you get up to the game, and like you said, if one person is positive, they're all sitting together on the bench. They're going to get it, and they're going to pass it to somebody else, and this is a situation.
If they're practicing social distancing and wearing their masks, it's possible for one person to get it and not spread it to everybody else.
Yes.
And that's the biggest thing. And now,
and that's the whole point about social distancing.
Right.
The whole thing, which is true, but I was watching the game. They're sitting on the bench next to each other, jaw to jaw, whatever.
Most of the guys weren't doing it, yeah.
So it's like what's the point? And I saw, like, you were talking – I'm not sure if it was football or basketball. Maybe it was basketball that they had in the locker rooms. They had all kinds of plexiglass between the lockers and stuff. It's like, if you're going to do this, just do it right. I mean, that's what you were saying before about indoor, the synagogues and this and that. Well, guess what? What's the difference if it's a synagogue, a restaurant, or in your clubhouse? If they're all together inside, not social distancing.
Yeah.
It's going to happen. You're going to spread it to
Thanks,
no, you're right,
Ben.
Listen, we touched on this yesterday, and who should be in charge to remind these guys that you're too close, you're not social distancing, and who should be the ones who are really setting the tone or really putting the guidelines in place as to where you're going to sit during the game. Like, listen, if Joe Girardi doesn't want to have to deal with that, then he's going to have to appoint someone to do that. The clubs are going to have to appoint someone, whoever has the ability to really appoint this job. There's a lot of sitting around in baseball doing nothing. So it's not like everybody is busy every moment of baseball, right? So there are coaches there.
The bench coach could handle that.
Yeah, exactly. What is the bench coach doing? He doesn't even get to chew seeds this time around. So, a little friendly reminder – right, to your players, or I don't care. Evidently, these guys need to be treated like kids, not the Phillies, or maybe even the Phillies. I'm just saying baseball in general, because of the Marlins, I don't give a damn if you give them assigned seats in the stadium over the dugout. I don't care. This is your seat here. You sit here when you're not playing. This is where you're at. When we need you, we'll call you down.
Well, I mean, they don't even need to sit in the dugout. They could
very easily
could be sitting on behind the dugout or to the right of the dugout.
Now, you know why they were in the dugout? Because it was 200 degrees outside this weekend.
No,
nobody wants
right.
to sit out in the sun.
No, you're right.
Yeah, I mean, that's why they were in the dugout. Nobody wants to sit out in the sun.
Yeah, I mean, but it was pretty clear that if Major League Baseball – If it was on the top of their list that guys were supposed to be social distancing and wearing masks, it sure as hell didn't seem it, because it wasn't just the Marlins and the Phillies.
No, it was around baseball, yes.
And I mean, it wasn't everybody, because you did see some guys with masks. Mm-hmm. You did see some guys that were – I remember there was a bullpen shot of the Marlins from over the weekend, and there was one guy that you could tell was sitting away from the other guys on purpose. Like, it would have been awkward for him to be sitting anywhere else, and he actually had a mask on. And then you had guys that were sitting on top of each other.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's with anywhere else. Like, we don't come within 6 feet of each other, right? We wear masks inside. The only time we don't wear a mask in here is when we're on the air or we're eating.
Yep.
And that's it. And it's been like that since I came back and since before I came back with you guys.
Yeah. I mean, that's just where the time has us. And, I know it's tedious and you want to focus in on the game, but, man, this has to be a reminder to these players. You know, I'm not going to completely blame the players, because once you're in the moment, you're in the moment. You're focused on the game. You're thinking ahead of what you're going to do or maybe asked to do or what have you, right? So, but coaches, right, like they have the ability to, you know, just a quick reminder. Yo, fellas, make sure we're staying away. Make sure we're keeping social distance away from each other. Like
Spike does it to us here.
Yeah, like come
he'll,
on,
he'll
man.
He'll yell at Jack if the mask isn't all the way around.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that.
Yeah. to where I'll say to Jack, yo, yeah,
he'll
put
yell mask at
up.
Jack if he's not wearing the mask properly.
Yeah,
I get yelled at a lot.
He does, because I'll say to him, yo, get your you know, put it up.
Yeah,
over your nose.
Yeah, your nose is out.
Come on, man.
I hate being yelled at. I really don't handle it well. It's my least favorite thing
ever. He does not.
Oh, you remember the first 2 weeks of the show? I mean,
I do.
Which, by the way, today is the 1 year anniversary of Jack being the producer.
Yeah.
First 2 weeks of this show, I had to go see Spike and like, man, dude, do we need to get a psychiatrist or somebody in here so they can.
A little worried about him.
Yeah. So yeah, because I ain't gonna be able to deal with this.
He made it.
He stepped up though. He did okay.
Your skin is toughened a little bit, so you're good.
So Ike, and we'll get back right back to the phones. 1 year ago today, it was the Marks and Reese Invitational at White Clay Creek Country Club.
Mm-hmm.
I Instagrammed out a picture of us with Ben, and Angry Al somehow got into the picture, too.
Of course he did.
Sounds about right.
Marks and Reese WIP. Yes.
Had a good time with Angry Al.
Yes.
That day.
So how's today the anniversary of the year? We weren't on the air a year ago.
Technically tomorrow.
Oh, so tomorrow is the 1 year anniversary.
Exactly, yeah.
Well, yesterday was Ben's last show.
Yeah.
And then
today's the golf tournament.
Yeah, yes. with Julio and I. This is an evening show reunion.
Oh, yeah.
And then tomorrow's technically the
all right,
real
well,
first
with us on it. All right, but you've been the producer for a year.
Yeah.
And we'll evaluate
And that's really all you wanted to make sure was known.
Yes. I just want to make sure you guys know. did you guys get me a cake?
We're going to allow no.
Card?
And I did know you are going to be evaluated by our audience, because I already saw some people on social media saying, like, wow, it's already been a year. And then some other people calling Ben the goat. Use the actual
no,
goat
it wasn't
symbol.
Some people. It wasn't some people. It was one person.
Okay.
And that was like Reese.
No, but that was on Instagram. It was a listener.
I just call it how I see it, man.
All right.
Yeah, you still got work to do.
Let me read a tweet from Howard and see if anybody agrees with this, right? Because I know I don't. Says, so now no Phillies games this weekend. Games with Blue Jays postponed. At the beginning of the week, Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred should have just put season on hold for the week when all this became reality. This is now a joke.
Of course.
But, there it is.
But see, here's the thing, yes. Right? Like, it's unfortunate that four teams got affected by this, right? But mm-hmm. The rest of the league's fine. The rest
Seems
of the league
to be fine, yeah.
Yeah, they're playing.
Yeah.
Why would you put the entire league on hold?
Yeah. Again, it's been 4 days. No players have tested positive so far. That's a good thing. I know we still got a couple days to go before people feel like the Phillies should be out of the water with this thing, as potential players being infected by the Miami Marlins. But if I'm just looking at the league as a whole and I don't see these outbreaks around the league, I wouldn't push the panic button. I just wouldn't. It's hard to stop and start this thing as a whole. So there's obligations, TV obligations, right? They want to get these games on TV.
Yes.
These players don't want to continuously stop and start. And
yeah, what are the Phillies going to look like on Monday played in a week? They haven't been working out.
That's hard to do. So if it isn't necessary, then I don't believe you need to do it.
Right.
You don't need to overreact and just shut down the whole league.
Well, this is an overreaction because they look so foolish for what happened last weekend.
Right.
So now they're trying to compensate for it, and they may be doing too much. Let's go to Jeremy, St. Louis. Jeremy, go ahead. How are you?
Johnny Marks, Ike Reese. How's it going?
What's up, Jeremy?
Hello, Jeremy.
Out there in St. Louis.
I'm transplanted, man. Me and my twin, we rep our Philly sports out here. We usually get kicked out of every Flyers and Phillies game we go to, because they don't know what fandom is out here. So we represent, no worries. But I'm going to need some double Ike juice action. Can I get that?
In light of been drinking that Ike juice.
Put it in a tall glass.
Love it.
So, this sucks for real. I mean, the players agreed to this. The league knew what was going on. Like, they put all this stuff in place when players got sick, and then they want to shut down the Phillies. I wholeheartedly believe if this happens to the Yankees continue playing because their bigger market team. Is that crazy?
Oh, you think it? What? It? I mean, Philly is a big market team,
no,
right?
No, I don't believe that.
Philadelphia is a big market.
I don't believe that. I honestly, Jeremy, I just think that they screwed up so royally to begin with that now they're trying to overcompensate. And who knows if the Blue Jays might have said, yo, listen, we're not playing. Right? Like, the minute somebody within the organization and if
that's what happened with the Yankees.
Yes.
They're like, we're not going down there.
Yeah, of course not. Yeah. But, I mean, think about it this way. If it was the clubhouse attendant, like the visiting clubhouse attendant, that wasn't deemed as big of a deal because he was in there with the Blue Jays. But now you have a coach and a home clubhouse attendant. They're worried that more guys are going to pop up with positive tests.
Well, I'll tell you what, guys. It's definitely a punch in the stomach because even though the Phillies didn't look too great, I literally had the biggest smile on my face the whole time. But on the flip side here, we do have Flyers hockey, guys. It starts Sunday, and I don't know if you two watched that game the other night. The boys looked really, really, really promising. So even though we don't get our Phillies baseball, which we all know we love and crave, at least we get to see some Phillies sports this weekend.
NBA's
coming
back,
I agree
back
with you on that, Jeremy. That's for sure. Thankfully, all sports hasn't shut down. And yes, it is a bummer that we – meaning Philadelphia sports fans, have to be caught in this little vortex right now. Like, you know what I mean? Like, why we have to play the Marlins first?
Yeah, seriously.
How come this couldn't happen to somebody else, the damn Tampa Bay Rays? Why didn't they play each other, Florida teams?
It's karma for the process.
Yeah, why didn't they play each other?
Well, I do wonder, like, if it was the, you know, the Yankees or a bigger club that this happened to, like, not the Marlins. I wonder what Major League Baseball's reaction would have been.
Yeah, that's what the caller was just saying. I don't think they would have treated it any differently. In fact, it might be even a bigger story because it was the Yankees,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, the Yankees get it. That's like, you know, that's MLB royalty. It almost makes sense the Marlins would get it coming from a hot spot in Miami.
How about the Blue Jays are playing the Nationals right now?
Yep.
I'm assuming their next series is supposed to be against us.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, so can't they go play somebody that was affected? Who are the Marlins supposed to play this weekend, right? Like, that team should be off unless they already redid their schedule. I don't know if they
No, they were supposed to play the Nationals. Remember, the Nationals took a team vote and said, we're not going.
No.
So they may wind up, well, now there's no way the Marlins could be playing the Nationals in D.C., right?
No, right. But if the Nationals aren't playing, can't the Blue Jays go play the Nationals?
Ah, that's what probably happens.
I mean, maybe. Otherwise, you're giving another team a couple days off in a 66-day.
No, that's what's probably happening. That announcement will come tomorrow.
Probably.
That the Blue Jays and the Nationals will play each other.
Let's go back to the phones. We have Jeff in Phoenixville, Pennsylvania. Jeff, what's up, brother? How are you?
Gentlemen, great, guys. Gentlemen, good afternoon. I hope you're staying safe in your new gigs. You can always just blame Al for any of the things that don't work. Maybe you're just pranking everybody. You know how he likes to do that.
No, it's not a prank. They just, No, I don't think he even pranked it with the caps lock. I just, like, John Ritchie's just one of, you know, the guys that write in all caps? John, I think John maybe is one of those guys.
Annoying.
Yeah.
So mark me down as someone that thinks Manfred baseball totally screwed this up. The fact that, you know, they gave what's-his-face Joe Kelly 8 games for you know, we know what he did. You know why he did it. You know, and none of the Marlins are ever going to get any. I'm assuming there's going to be no repercussions for Major League Baseball, no fines, no suspensions, no nothing for letting a team that knew they had positive players do a team vote and just play anyway without letting anybody know. I mean, I just find that utterly appalling for what they did. And, you know, thanks to them, it kind of screwed up our season, you know, and I just think he's a blittering idiot for what he's doing with this league because he can't handle it. And, you know, tell me if I'm wrong, but when if the Phillies play the Marlins, I'm sure they're going to play them again this year. Are we going to see a little bit of a repercussion there with an intentional, you know, shot into the back of somebody for what they did?
Boy,
from the Phillies?
Yeah, why not? I would.
The Phillies haven't intentionally thrown at anybody in a decade. When's the last time Phillies?
Cole Hamels threw it at
Harper.
And he admitted to it. He's like, when we already said did he want to? He wasn't going to lie about it.
Yeah,
but, you know,
you're right. The one time they actually intentionally hit somebody, it was a weak throw at a time that it was unnecessary to do.
Yeah, but I mean, this is kind of, you know, hey, they're screwing everything up for us, you know, let's be honest, I don't know if we had a chance to win anything, but we had a chance to go to the playoffs, and now the rumor is now we might only have a 50-game season after all these games we got to get postponed, possibly. Mm-hmm. You know, I just think there's got to be some type of repercussion by the commissioner for any team that's going to go from now on end. if they're going to have positive players, they got to inform the league instantly instead of having a team vote to say, "Hey, let's just."
Yeah, but you know,
there.
But you know what, Jeff? Like, listen, I don't have a problem
with. Yeah, I don't have a problem with baseball administering some type of fine or punishment. But to think the Phillies are going to just go out there and start throwing at batters intentionally, unless Joe Girardi is a different type of manager, I just don't see that happening.
No, I agree with you.
Although, team doesn't intentionally throw at anybody. Charlie Manuel came out and said he didn't tell Cole to do that. He did that on his own.
Yeah, I think I do think that for the most part, players know when they're supposed to do it, or you just get the guy that likes to do it on their own. Some of the old school guys. But
yeah, I mean, a big gripe was that I'm talking about all these pitchers that have pitched for the Phillies. No one intentionally throws at anybody because they don't want to give away a bat, an at bat.
Right.
Right. So,
well, Gabe said they don't do it. I mean, he was specifically asked. Yeah. He said that's something that his teams don't do. So he already said he didn't do it. Yeah. I mean, as you can be pissed at the Marlins because they were irresponsible if the whole thing is true.
And we are pissed at them.
But Major League Baseball, I mean, two things either happened. Like, either they allowed the Marlins to decide on their own, which is ridiculous, or they were involved in the decision and they allowed them to play.
Right.
Right? I don't know what happened, but either way, they're at fault. I mean, this is what they're supposed to do. This is the first time it happened. This is the first weekend.
Yeah, I just don't think they thought this thing all the way through, and I'm still confused as to why is there a 60-man roster if you're not putting it to use. The purpose of the 60-man roster was to replace players who tested positive. I just don't understand that.
I don't think baseball really had an idea of what they were doing, because now what it seems like they're doing is they're waiting for the period of time where guys stop testing positive, and then that's when they'll go to that 30-man minor league roster to bring up and fill in the holes. But I guess they have to wait for that.
They didn't spell that out. That's not what they said.
They did not.
Yeah, they didn't spell that out.
No.
So again, they are flying by the seat of their pants. They're just doing this as we go along.
Didn't it seem like that they thought, because this is what we believed, that guy tests positive, he goes away for however long, and then you bring a new guy in, right? Did you ever think that if you had positive tests that this was going to cause the team to be shut down? Because if that was the case, if they were just going to shut down teams if guys tested positive,
why
have a season?
Yeah, there's no reason. And why expand the rosters to 60?
Out of a bubble. Exactly.
Yeah, I just don't understand that. I think without any firsthand knowledge, I just don't think Toronto wanted to come here.
I wonder if Canada even let them. I mean,
well, they're not in Canada.
They're not. It's even stationed in Canada?
No. They're here.
They're
somewhere
in Buffalo.
Staying. Yeah.
I think they've been in Baltimore. They're in Buffalo. They're not
moved
going
their whole headquarters down there.
Well, they're not like
they don't have a headquarters.
They're not moving all their operations, but they the whole thing about the Canada does want them flying in and out.
In and out.
They don't want other teams doing it too, but they don't want them doing that. So I don't think they fly back to Toronto and they stay there because there's no home games. When would they fly back to Toronto? 215-592-9494.
No, they should be playing 60 road games.
They are. 215.
Good for them.
592-9494. Coming up next, it's Thursday.
Hold on, you got to let them go back home at some point, don't you?
Yeah, it's September 28th.
Well, I mean, 60 road games means they are away from their family that entire time.
Well, they're a super young team. They'll be fine.
Well, I mean, but think about it. If there's no days off and they play all the games on the road, or there's a few days off, there's not really time to do it.
No, I know, but I'm saying everybody else does have time to go
home
to their families.
Yeah, they do. Because
they have home games.
Yep.
Yeah, Toronto doesn't.
Does not.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese.
Oh, well.
Coming up, it's a Thursday. That means it's a throwback Thursday. Jack's going to be coming back with the number one song on the charts this week throughout the 2000s. That starts next. Also, Major League Baseball has updated their health and safety protocols after this Marlins fiasco. We'll tell you what they updated. I can't wait for this, Ike. We'll tell you what they updated next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, the NBA is finally back tonight. How about that? And FanDuel Sportsbook, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is celebrating by giving you the chance to get an even bigger win when you bet the Clippers versus Lakers game tonight. Now, for every 2,500 fans who bet on the Lakers to cover, FanDuel Sportsbook will move the line 1 point in the Lakers' favor. And as long as enough fans keep betting, the line will keep moving. And best of all, they'll pay you out at whatever the line lands at by tip-off. So you don't have to wait to get in on the action. Here's a couple examples for you. I'm telling you, this stuff seems like guaranteed money to me. Now, Christmas Day, Bucks versus Sixers. The line opened up at Sixers plus 8.5. Man, by the time tip-off happened, it ended up at plus 59.5 on college basketball. Indiana versus Michigan State opened at Indiana plus 2.5. That line ended up at plus 118.5. Come on, man. You're getting 118 points or you're getting 59.5 points. That certainly seems like guaranteed money to me. Now, if you already have a FanDuel Sportsbook account, just look for the Spread the Love market to place your bet. And if you've been holding out, then here's your chance to start betting on FanDuel with incredible odds. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app or visit sportsbook.fanduel.com today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.